Okay, so imagine this. You're out late one night grabbing a slice at Godfather's Pizza, and suddenly, bam, armed robbery.
Oh, wow.
Right. Talk about a ruined pizza night. The report comes and suspects wearing a bright red running suit. Now, fast forward a few days.
Okay.
The police, they get arrest warrants for a guy named Jerome Edward Bowie and an accomplice. They go to Bowie's house, officers enter, secure the main floor, call out to anyone in the basement. And Bowie comes up. He's arrested straightforward so far.
Seems pretty standard procedure, yeah.
Here's where things take a turn. An officer heads down to the basement after Bowie's in custody. And there it is, that red running suit, plain as day, just lying out.
So they found the evidence they were looking for, basically.
Yeah, but get this, no warrant for the basement suite.
Oh, so that's the catch.
Exactly.
That's interesting because right off the bat, you have this clash between a couple of huge Fourth Amendment principles, right?
Right, the sanctity of a person's home.
Yeah, like the highest level of protection against the government just barging in.
But also the need for officers to stay safe.
Especially during an arrest, right? You never know what you're walking into.
So that's the tension we're diving into today. Bowie's rights versus officer safety.
It's a classic legal dilemma for sure.
So let's walk through how this case played out. At the trial, that red running suit, they let it in as evidence.
Made sense, right? Seems like an open and shut case.
But hold on, the Maryland Court of Appeals, they reversed that decision, saying a sweep like that basement search needs probable cause.
Which is a much tougher standard to meet than just reasonable suspicion,
Way
right?
tougher. So this difference of opinion, it actually highlights a major debate.
Yeah, like a core issue in Fourth Amendment law.
Was probable cause really needed for that basement sweep? Or could something less have been enough to protect those officers? That's why the Supreme Court took on the case.
Makes sense. They needed to settle this question once and for all.
So let's get to the heart of it. What was the big legal question the Supreme Court was grappling with? We're talking about a person's home, a place where instinctively we feel like the government shouldn't just be able to snoop around.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The real question was, can officers conduct a warrantless protective sweep of a home when they're making a lawful arrest?
Right, because the Fourth Amendment, it really shields us from unreasonable searches in our homes.
Exactly. But the court also had to consider, the risks officers face when they're making arrests. It can be a really unpredictable situation.
So they needed to strike that balance between protecting individual rights and ensuring officer safety.
Absolutely. A clear, bright line rule.
And they did come up with a standard right.
Yep.
Justice White, he wrote the majority opinion and laid out a specific rule for these scenarios.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is how they tried to find that middle ground.
Right.
Justice White said that a limited protective suite is allowed during a home arrest.
Limited being the key word there.
Absolutely. But, and this is important, it has to be based on specific, articulable facts that would make a reasonable officer think there's someone dangerous hiding in that area.
So not just a hunch or a feeling.
Nope. They need concrete reasons to believe there's a threat.
This sounds kind of familiar, though. Like, I feel like we've heard this logic before.
You're right. Justice White actually compared it to Terry v. Ohio.
Oh, right. The stop and frisk case.
Exactly. That case allows for a quick pat down if an officer has reasonable suspicion that someone's carrying a weapon.
During a lawful stop, of
Of
course.
course. And he also referenced Michigan v. Long, which lets officers search a car's passenger area if there's a similar safety concern.
So the common thread here is that whether it's a person's body, a car, or a home,
They can all pose a risk to officers.
and that justifies a limited search.
In certain situations, yeah.
But there have to be limits, right? We can't just let officers search an entire house just because they arrested someone in the living room.
Definitely. The court laid out very clear boundaries for these sweeps. First, it has to be quick.
Cursory was the word they used, I think.
Yeah, it's not about digging for evidence. It's about a quick glance to see if someone's hiding.
Like a visual check.
Exactly. And second, it can only cover places where a person could actually hide.
So no rummaging through drawers or anything like that.
Right, that goes beyond a protective sweep. And third, it can only last as long as it takes to neutralize the threat.
So once the area is secure or the arrest is done and officers are leaving, the suite has to stop.
Exactly. No more justification for it.
I remember Justice White summed it up really well.
Oh, yeah. He said, a protective sweep is not a full search. It's a quick check for hidden threats.
I think that really gets to the point. It's limited and it's all about safety.
And nothing more.
But not everyone on the court agreed, right? Justice Brennan, he wrote a pretty strong dissent.
He did. And what stands out about his dissent is how strongly he defended the idea that our homes are sacred under the Fourth Amendment.
A sanctuary.
Exactly. He saw the majority's decision as a real step back for those protections.
So he wasn't buying the comparison to a quick pat down on the street.
Not at all. He felt like the level of intrusion in a home is just completely different.
Much more serious.
Right. And his big worry was that this ruling would weaken the safeguards against warrantless searches of our homes.
Because reasonable suspicion is a much lower bar than probable cause.
Exactly. He was afraid this would give law enforcement too much power to search homes without a really good reason.
So that's the classic debate, right? Balancing individual liberties with the need for law enforcement to do their job.
And to stay safe while they're doing it.
And we also had concurrences from Justices Stevens and Kennedy, right? They each added their own spin to the majority's opinion.
They do, Justice Stevens. He agreed with the ruling, but emphasized that these sweeps are only about officer safety.
Not about finding evidence.
Exactly. He was also a little skeptical about whether the facts in Bowie's case really justified the basement sweep.
Like maybe they didn't have enough to go on.
Right. He thought the prosecution would have a tough time proving that officers really believed someone dangerous was down there.
Interesting. So he agreed with the principle, but not necessarily how it was applied here.
Exactly. And Justice Kennedy, his concurrence was a bit different. He focused more on the practical side of things for law enforcement.
Like what officers have to deal with in real life situations.
Exactly. He seemed to think that the officers in Bowie's case were actually following standard procedure.
By sweeping the basement?
Yeah, like it would have been negligent of them not to.
So two different perspectives on how this rule plays out in practice.
Yeah, and that tension between theory and reality is always present in these cases.
So ultimately, this case gave us a clear framework for protective sweeps during home arrests. Can we break down the specific elements of that test? Like, what do officers need to consider before they do a sweep?
Definitely. So Maryland v. Bowie sets out a four-part test. First, the arrest itself has to be lawful.
Makes sense. You can't just barge into someone's home illegally and then claim you need to do a protective sweep.
Exactly. Second, the officers need a reasonable belief based on specific articulable facts that the area they want to sweep could have someone dangerous in it.
So again, not just a vague suspicion?
Nope. They need something concrete to point to.
And third, the sweep can only cover areas where a person could realistically hide.
Right. Sticking to the purpose of protecting the officers.
And finally, the sweep has to be brief.
It has to end as soon as the potential threat is gone, and definitely no longer than the arrest itself.
So it's a pretty narrowly tailored exception to the warrant requirement.
Exactly.
So what's the big picture impact of this Bowie decision? How has it shaped Fourth Amendment law? And what concerns have been raised about it?
Well, the big thing is that Bowie officially established the protective sweep doctrine for in-home arrests.
And it set that reasonable suspicion standard.
Right, which is lower than probable cause.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big development.
So supporters of the rule, they argued that it gives law enforcement a necessary tool to stay safe.
Especially in unpredictable environments like someone's home.
Where they don't know what they might encounter.
Exactly. They point out that officers often have to make split-second decisions in those situations.
But we also talked about those concerns, right? Like Justice Brennan's dissent.
Right. Some critics worry that this lower standard might encourage more arrests in homes, even when officers could arrest someone elsewhere.
Just to get the opportunity to do a sweep?
Exactly. And that could erode those strong privacy protections we have for our homes.
Potentially letting officers find evidence they wouldn't have found otherwise.
Yeah, it's that constant balancing act, again, individual rights versus law enforcement needs.
So for our listeners, especially those interested in constitutional law, what's the key takeaway here? How do we weigh those competing interests in light of the Bowie decision?
Here's something for everyone to think about.
Yeah.
Does the reasonable suspicion standard that the Supreme Court adopted strike the right balance? Does it protect both the Fourth Amendment rights of homeowners and the safety of officers during home arrests? It's a tough question with valid arguments on both sides.
It definitely makes us think about the real-world consequences of these legal decisions.
For sure.
Let's go back to Bowie's case for a second. Remember that red running suit, the key evidence?
Oh, yeah.
How did the plain view doctrine factor into that? Like, why was it allowed as evidence?
So the running suit being admissible didn't actually depend on the protective sweep itself. It came down to the plain view doctrine. If that sweep of the basement was lawful, meaning the officers had a good reason to think someone dangerous was down there, then anything they saw in plain view during that sweep is fair game.
So the red running suit being out in the open like that made it admissible?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if the sweep itself was unconstitutional, like if they didn't have that reasonable suspicion, then finding the running suit would also be illegal.
And it wouldn't be allowed as evidence.
Right, because of the exclusionary rule.
Which is designed to deter illegal searches.
Exactly.
And this brings us back to that idea of the home as a sanctuary that the dissenting justices were so concerned about.
Right. Justices Brennan and Marshall, they believe that our homes deserve special protection under the Constitution.
Like a higher level of protection than a public space.
Absolutely. They felt that even a limited sweep like this is a much bigger intrusion on our privacy than, say, a pat down on the street.
Because our homes are where we expect the most privacy.
Exactly. And because of that, they argued that police need a really strong reason, probable cause, before they can search a home without a warrant.
Even for a protective sweep.
Yeah, they saw the home as a place where people should feel secure from the government unless there's a very clear and compelling reason for a search.
So to wrap up this deep dive into Maryland v. Bowie, what's the big question you want our listeners to ponder?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Did the Bowie decision get that balance right? Does it adequately protect both the safety of officers and the privacy rights of people in their homes? Allowing a protective sweep based on reasonable suspicion, does it weaken those privacy protections too much? Or is it a necessary compromise? It's a question that goes beyond this one case. It's a question about the balance of power between a government and individuals in a free society.
And a question that we all need to grapple with as citizens.
Absolutely. And understanding Maryland v. Bowie is crucial for anyone who wants to understand the Fourth Amendment and how it plays out in the real world.
Especially in those tense moments when law enforcement enters our homes.
It's a case that continues to shape how police operate and how our rights are protected in those situations.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Maryland v. Bowie. It's a case that raises important questions about privacy, safety, and the limits of government power.
Yeah, it's one of those cases that really gets to the heart of what the Fourth Amendment is all about.
And we hope this discussion has helped you understand the complexities of this landmark decision.
And maybe even sparked some of your own thoughts about these issues.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep those legal minds engaged and those Fourth Amendment rights protected.
And don't forget to check out our show notes for more resources on this fascinating case.